Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Death to the highest bidder. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
The Hands Resist Him is a painting by artist Bill Stoneham made from a photograph his parents took of him when he was 5 years old. Little did he know, the painting from the photograph would terrorize people for decades to come. We're going to be talking about this painting, The Hands Resist Him, which is haunted and was primarily found out via eBay. If you look at the painting, did you check it out when you were doing some research?
I did,
on it?
Yeah. It's creepy, but also when I'm kind of front-loaded with the information, this is creepy, I can definitely see
you're
more
like,
creepy.
Creepy, check. Exactly. And it's, you know, it feels to me like pretty like forcibly creepy. Like when you're like, it's easy. For me, it's easy to make a painting creepy. Like you just hollow out the eyes of anyone in it and put some like strange stuff in the background.
Paintings are creepy by nature.
By nature. This is a hot take. You've heard it here first. Paintings are creepy. But this one goes beyond just the subject matter. Like I said, it all started with a photo Bill's parents took of him at age 5. He was adopted into a chaotic family. His dad traveled a lot and they had very little money. At the time, Bill and his family were staying at his grandmother's apartment in Chicago to save money. Stoneham regularly played outside with a girl from the neighborhood. One time, his parents had both kids pose in front of a glass door for a photograph. Normal enough. Fast forward a couple decades later, in 1972, Stoneham's first wife, Rohan, had just written a poem called Hands Resist Him. It was about Stoneham's experience of being adopted and never knowing his biological siblings. Stoneham was under contract with the gallery owner Chris Feingarten of the Feingarten Gallery to produce 2 paintings a month for a fee of $200 each. Well, sounds pretty good to me. With his next deadline looming, Stoneham used his wife's poem and that 20-year-old photograph from Chicago for inspiration. So Stoneham made a painting based on the photo that he called The Hands Resist Him. But he decided to make some creative choices. He made the girl look more like a creepy doll. His own face is more abstracted. Both stand in front of a glass doorway with lots of tiny creepy hands on the other side. The door is supposed to be a representation of the dividing line between the waking world and the world of fantasy and impossibilities. The hands were all of the possibilities, Stoneham explained. You were left with the question, are these disembodied hands? Are they dismembered, floating there in space, or are they connected to bodies? Great questions all. The painting was first displayed at the Feingarten Gallery in Beverly Hills during the showing. The painting was purchased by actor John Marley. You may know him from his role as Jack Woltz in The Godfather. That gallery show also led to the painting's first press mention, a review in the Los Angeles Times by noted art critic Henry Seldes. Curiously, between 1978 and 1984, 3 of the men closest to the Hands Resist Him died. Seldes in 1978, Feingarten in 1981, and Marley in 1984, although he actually sold the painting before he died. It would be another 26 years before Stoneham heard of his painting again. Unbeknownst to him, it had been abandoned behind a California brewery-turned-art space found by an elderly California couple, as stated in their original eBay listing. Yes, it went to eBay. Let's take a little break.
Real quick before we get back to it, patreon.com/ghosttownpod for bonus episodes, early access, all that stuff. You can pick up a Cecil Hotel shirt or hoodie or mug. Proceeds go to the Skid Row Housing Trust. You can find that at ghosttownpod.com/store, or you can find a link in the description. And new YouTube video, you can also find a link in the description. You know, give it a like or subscribe. It really helps the algorithm and helps promote the show. How was that? Pretty quick, right?
That was pretty quick.
Yeah, wow.
Pretty painless. Let's go to www.ebay.com. So in February 2000, the painting was listed on eBay. According to the seller, the aforementioned couple, the painting carried a kind of a curse. Quote, when we received the painting, we thought it was really good art, the eBay seller wrote. At the time, we wondered a little why a seemingly perfectly fine painting would be discarded like that. Today we don't! One morning, our 4.5-year-old daughter claimed that the children in the picture were fighting, coming into the room during the night. Now, again, I wouldn't say this is a perfectly normal painting. It's got pretty dark subject matter. But the father finally was alarmed by it and set up a motion-sensitive camera in his daughter's room to show her that there was nothing to be afraid of. Instead, he saw the boy crawl from the painting. The last two pictures purport to show the doll coming to life and using a gun held in her hand to force the boy to leave the painting. The BBC reported that this couple talked about in an interview in 2002. These details proved to be a huge draw for buyers. The eBay listing was viewed more than 30,000 times and sped across Reddit, Creepypasta, 4chan. Lots of speculation about what it is, how it's haunted people who've looked at it and were true inspiration. The eBay listing was viewed more than 30,000 times and sped across Reddit, Creepypasta, 4chan, speculating about what it is, how it has haunted people who've looked at it, and where the inspiration for the painting even came from. Some of these viewers even complained to the seller about experiencing supernatural occurrences after merely visiting the listing. After an initial bid of $199, the painting eventually received 30 bids and sold for over $1,000. The lucky buyer was a gallery called the Perception Gallery in Grand Rapids, Michigan, who has stored the painting and only brings it out upon request. Even now, Stoneham 67 still receives a handful of messages each week from people terrified by the haunted eBay painting. He says, "We live in an age of science, of revelation, and hard realities and hard facts, but we're still drawn to the mysterious. And what's more mysterious than paintings? More than any other object, paintings are a one-of-a-kind thing created by someone using their hands." Very true. We touched upon the creepiness of it. But it is, I think the most creepy thing is the idea of seeing a painting online as you may be Googling it after listening to this episode and then being haunted by just the image of the painting. That creeps me the fuck out. The painting itself, again, very creepy, but I probably won't be visiting it again anytime soon.
So what you're trying to say is the only art that's good that you can trust is podcasting. That's what you're trying to say? That's the only true
art. In a very roundabout way, I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
And only ghost town.